This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight, right here. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, M860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too, as well as around the world via the Internet and streaming live online via the satellite. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, wherever they're listening to us tonight, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And let's not forget about the Merchant Marine folks back and forth coming in out of Tampa, going to New Orleans and Houston and Gulf Galveston over there, bringing our oil back and forth. Now, check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now on this Friday morning, we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, what a day, what a day, what a day. The market took a deep dive yesterday. We'll get into all of that. The sky's not falling. The world's not ending. But the other big sidebar that came out last night was John Solomon has his podcast going, and he interviewed Sidney Powell. That's the Lieutenant General Mike Flynn's lawyer. And she came out on the show, his podcast, and said that they are seeking total exoneration of Lieutenant General Mike Flynn from the Department of Justice in the case that's dragged on for years. She said, we do not want a pardon. We want an exoneration. Now, again, I heard that a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I guess, when she was here talking to the Republican Party Hillsborough County meeting. And I'm not surprised to hear that. But once again, coming out, it is making news because they're settling for nothing less than total exoneration of General Flynn, because this whole thing, this FISA debacle, we now know was contrived to begin with.
Well, it certainly was. And then, of course, as General Flynn was in the clutches of the prosecutors on this, they leaned on him so bad, squeezed him
they
so
coerced
badly.
Him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, as I recall, I think there was the threat to go after his son, and then he sort of capitulated. It's understandable in many ways, but they wanted him to not only to sing, but to compose, because they were after Trump. This was the whole point. And you're right, Captain. I think that, you know, President Trump may be inclined to do a pardon after this, the entire episode is over, but I appreciate what his attorney is saying, and that is they're looking for their complete exoneration, which means there's going to be a lot more exposed about what went on with this.
Yeah. Now, I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I do that just about every show, 6 days a week. And once in a while, when Wayne Allyn-Root wants to come on, then we do a little switching. But let's go to the stock market now. A lot of people are going... As a matter of fact, I've had people say things to me. I got some questions here for Chris Markowski, who comes on later in the program. Wall Street's main indexes dropped again yesterday. Their sixth straight day of declines, with the Standard & Poor's confirming its fastest correction in history as the rapid global spread of coronavirus intensified. Of course, investor worries now across the entire economic growth spiral. But to them, I say, the market is making some adjustments anyway, and if I was investing in something right now, I would take a look at the research companies that are coming out there with the viruses and the anti-coronavirus serums that they're going to be putting out there, and that would be where I'd be putting my money right now.
Well, certainly, anytime there's, you know, the stock market's riding pretty high, and I know that investors always expect that there's going to be something that might cause that correction. And of course, the uncertainty factor really, Captain, is what helps to drive drops in the stock market, uncertainty about whatever it may be. It might be in the real estate field, or it might be in something like this with the coronavirus, which causes a lot of hurting the supply chains, making companies, even like big companies like Apple, say they're going to miss their revenue projections. All these things sort of spook investors. Certainly, one of the reasons why the president is appointing this task force and taking this issue so seriously is that he's trying to make sure that things calm down.
Some of them are picking on, including AOC is picking on Pence, going, well, he doesn't believe in science because he doesn't believe in global warming, so he's the wrong person to be doing it. He's got no experience and this, that, and the other. Did they forget the fact that he was a governor who had an AIDS epidemic going on in a couple of the big cities there, including Indianapolis and Indiana, and he helped put together the task force that directed and took care of that problem and eliminated it for the most part?
Well, sure. Well, I would say to AOC, I would simply say, this isn't
grow up.
The time. Well, grow up. This isn't the time for cheap political shots. Mike Pence is a thoughtful person. We all know what's going on.
And he's a proven leader.
Exactly. But to say that he doesn't believe in science because he disputes the obviously political global warming thing, that's just a cheap political shot.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to take some cheap political shots ourselves at Joe Biden, who, by the way, lied all about the coronavirus thing. So did some of the other Democrats, and we got proof. They lied, they lied, they lied.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I use, and it works for me, but on it 3 years and 10 months, and in one more day, it'll be 3 years and 11 months. But I tried the three-week quick start back almost 4 years ago now, and it took about 2 weeks for it to start reacting with me. I took it as directed. You take three of the packs for 1 week, and then you go to two every day. And eventually, by the end of the third week, it'll start working. You'll see something going on. As a matter of fact, I took a pack a little bit earlier tonight because I was starting to get swelling again in my left ankle, and the swelling stopped, the pain stopped, and boom, there you go. It worked again, as it has been for almost 4 years. So, to find out what I found out about Relief Factor, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the little 2-minute video tutorial that's right there on that website, and then you'll have an opportunity to order the 1995 3-week quick start plan. And I would say do it today, because after all you got to do is lose pain, right? Because if you've been suffering with arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches and pain, swelling from time to time like I get because of the ankle replacement surgery I got, then that's all you got to do. And by the way, when it gets cold outside, right now it's getting cold down here in Florida for the next 2 or 3 days, guess what? It starts hurting with me. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. 1995. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
AP did a fact check on the comments made by Joe Biden and Michael Bloomberg about how, well, Donald Trump had taken funds away and he wasn't doing enough with the coronavirus. Those are blatant lies. And the AP, with their fact check, came out with the facts to begin with. And then other people that went and did fact checks found out that it wasn't true either, because what's the one thing monetarily that you can dictate that says that Donald Trump has put more money into the coronavirus thing? What's the one thing that came out just in the last week?
Well, of course, he's called for the money, but we also know that there have been increases to the CDC, I believe, over time.
$2.5 billion he called for, and there's been regular increases in the CDC, and there's money that's been left over from the AIDS and the Ebola virus, and they've been using that money for a little further investigation into what's going on. Plus, you've got several different drug companies now coming up and saying, listen, we think we found a virus for this, an antivirus. And one's in Massachusetts, another one's out there by you. But this is all positive stuff, and it all totally debunks what Biden and Bloomberg had to say. They were lying.
Well, right. Well, there's, of course, a politicalization of this entire crisis, not only by candidates, but by others in the Democrat elite, basically. And it's really kind of sad. You know, you have Senator Schumer calling for, well, that's not enough money, but we need $8.5 billion.
Well, fine. Give me $8.5 billion. Give them more than they need. Fine.
Well, exactly. But it seems to me that in many ways it's kind of a setup to be able to say if things, and I certainly hope things don't go bad, but if things go bad, then they can say, well, we asked him for more money and he wouldn't do it. He's a bad leader and yada, yada, yada. We need to win in 2020. And I think there's a lot of people have a real bad taste in their mouth about this, Captain. They don't like when we have a politicalization of some issue that can affect you and me or anybody, regardless of their political beliefs. Our own California Governor Gavin Newsom, of course, is dealing with the issues here in California regarding coronavirus. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say I hope he does a good job, and I hope everybody's okay in California, even though I'm not part of his party. I mean, but this is what we need to do as grown-ups.
Well, they're not all okay in California, because California is now monitoring, and I don't know exactly what that means, but they're now monitoring 8,400 people for the coronavirus symptoms. So does that mean they're quarantined or they're just watching them?
Well, I've been looking into this, and I can't find where they would have been quarantined or if they're in a hospital somewhere, but they are being monitored. That's what we know at this time. The other issue in California was, of course, that we have the first, as we talked about on yesterday's program as well, the first community transmission of this coronavirus, meaning that they don't know how this person got infected. But also, Captain, we found out more today, they're not sure exactly where this person went and how long they were out and about while they were infected with the coronavirus. And we do know this, though, that some have left the state that tested positive, and we don't know if some of those people or some that are here right now were part of the Diamond Princess cruise ship issue. But this is a very, very fluid situation here in California for sure.
And if you take a look at the map that we just saw, which shows pretty much most of Asia and the countries immediately around China being heavily painted in red with the cases of the coronavirus that they have there. It's everywhere from Japan down to Australia, over to Thailand and Burma. It's a different name right now. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But over into India and Pakistan and over in the Middle East, you've not only got Iran, but you've also got Saudi Arabia. Now, these are people that may have been on some cruise ships, I understand. Is that right?
Well, yes, or people that had gone traveling and then came back to wherever they were. Even in Iran, I mean, this is quite interesting because it's more closed off than some of the other countries there, obviously. And then Saudi Arabia has gone and canceled all of the pilgrimages to Mecca, I would suppose, for the foreseeable future because of the coronavirus. And in Italy, for example, they're being hit very hard. And I saw a headline earlier saying Milan looked like it was a ghost town at this point. And, of course, because people are trying to take precautions. And this is exactly what we need to be doing. Last I saw, the UK had some 15 or so cases, but they're worried about what could be happening there.
Well, here's the thing. We know the media is blowing this into a sensationalist proportion, and they're trying to make it look like this president hasn't done anything or has done too little too late. All of that is a lie. He's been on top of this since day one, number one. They've been doing things that the media wouldn't even report about, number two. And number three, now that it has been proven that he's done more than what they're saying, they're not reporting that either.
Well, of course not, because unfortunately it looks like the TDS, the Trump derangement syndrome, goes so deep, and perhaps it's a point of no return for some. But this is one of those things where if we can rally around our president in this time, and people would say, look, this is what we got to do. You know, this affects everybody. We can't get up and argue on a debate stage if everybody's sick from coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but again, that's see what reasonable, normal people would surmise in a situation like this.
Well, I want you to listen to this, because this is the one statement that came out of the debate, which everybody's talking about, especially the USCCA, the NRA, and other different gun groups.
Vegas, we could go on and on. Vice President Biden, I want to start with you. Why should anyone have faith that you're the one who can get this done now?
Because I'm the only one that ever got it done nationally. I beat the NRA twice. I got assault weapons banned. I got magazines that could not hold more than 10 rounds in them. I got them eliminated, except we had a thing called an election with hanging chads in Florida, and it was not reauthorized. In addition to that, I passed the Brady Bill with waiting periods. I led that fight. But my friend to my right and others have, in fact, also given to the gun manufacturers absolute immunity. Imagine if I stood here and said, we give immunity to drug companies. We give immunity to tobacco companies. That has caused carnage on our streets. 150 million people have been killed since 2007, when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. More than all the wars, including Vietnam, from that point on. Carnage on our street. And I want to tell you, if I'm elected and I'm coming for you and gun manufacturers, I'm going to take you on and I'm going to beat you. I'm the only one who's done it.
Well, I wish him luck with all of that, Kyle. I wish him luck with all of that, Kyle. But the 150 million number that he quoted was 150,000 since 2007. It's only 1.4 million since 1968.
Well, right, and I don't think anybody checked him on that during the thing. And,
no,
and I don't
they let him get away with it.
Well, sure, because it sounds really, really bad, you know.
Yeah, but it's half the population of the country. That means half the country was killed.
Exactly, and of course the idea is that, you know, they set up this thing against the gun manufacturers as if that shows that they're crusading and all these kinds of things. Instead of people's right to defend themselves, they actually want to take, you know, positions that seem to say that, well, people aren't going to have the right to defend themselves once we get finished, you know, taking all these things down. It doesn't seem like it's the right way to go, and it seems to me to only bolster the criminals' ability.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, Attorney General Barr and U.S. Attorney Durham are closing in on a certain individual. I wonder who that certain individual is. Well, we've got some information. We'll get back to you about it. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A cruise ship heading to the Dominican Republic to disembark hundreds of passengers after a 14-day tour was turned away because officials feared eight of those aboard showed potential symptoms of the coronavirus. A joint statement by the Public Health Ministry and Port Authority said the captain reported four Filipinos, two British citizens, and two U.S. citizens under medical observation. Public Health Minister Rafael Sanchez also said the ship had been barred from two other ports, which he did not specify. An airstrike by Syrian government forces killed 29 Turkish soldiers in northeast Syria, marking the largest death toll for Turkey in a single day since it first intervened in 2016. The deaths were a serious escalation in the direct conflict between Turkish and Russian-backed Syrian forces that has been waged since early February. At least 50 have now been killed in the region. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, he's right. We got some growing pains. We'll be telling you about those here in a little bit here, couple of weeks. But anyway, if you want to save some money on your automobile or your truck insurance, or maybe you're driving a motorcycle or an ATV, maybe you got one of those, an RV, a Sea-Doo or a Ski-Doo, maybe you'd like to even save some money on your homeowners or renter's insurance policy too, well, let me tell you about GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance, and their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million people, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I found out about them. They've saved me money every year for going on about 20 years now that I've had them as my insurance company. And what's nice is you get that safe driver discount, knock on wood, that was the wood, every year, number one. And then if you bundle your insurance, like I have my homeowner's insurance on my car policy, that gives me a discount too, along with being a safe driver. And my insurance, consequently, does not go up like everybody else's does. It stays pretty much constant and has for a number of years because so far I haven't done anything to get it raised. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and you can go right over there, type in your zip code, and get a quote right online or find out where your local agent is. So there you go, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, remember our president when he had a couple of phrases to say, and I'm going to play them right now because this is going to take me over to our discussion about John Brennan and where we're at with all of that. All right, here we go. This is Barack Obama right in the middle of when we were finding out about our friends, and we had the Muslim Spring and all that stuff over there in Egypt. This is what we were hearing over here.
We are no longer a Christian nation. We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation. The United States has been enriched by Muslim Americans. Since our founding, American Muslims have enriched the United States.
Now, that was the biggest lie that I ever heard right there, and I bitched about it and griped about it when I first heard about it, and I said, prove it, prove it, prove it. And the only thing that we could come up with at that time, and you might remember this, was there was a Muslim business person, whatever, they had a different name for him back there in the Revolutionary Times, but actually gave some money and helped finance the American Revolution.
Well, right, right. Well, of course, Obama was, you know, trying to create some, you know, some new persona and a new sort of relationship, believing that by saying things like that, he was going to somehow soften up a lot of the bad will that was coming from the Middle East. I don't know that it worked really well, but what it did is that it actually kind of weakened him, I think, in their eyes, because I think they knew he was being a panda bear.
Well, this leads us to John Brennan. There is a major investigation going on right now by U.S. Attorney John Durham out of Connecticut, and they have been talking to all these people down the line, including Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, more recently Andrew McCabe, who was let off the hook. But as I told you, my sources are telling me each one of these people, for being allowed off the hook, even though you would have thought they would have been hung out to dry, they gave a little bit of information up on the one, the only, the infamous John Brennan. He is the one that has the bullseye on him, and he is the one that they are honing in on, and he is the one that they believe was the major player for the Obama White House in all of this FISA stuff and going after the candidates, Donald Trump included, during that period.
Well, exactly. And so a lot of people, I think, there was some consternation as to why heads weren't rolling yet. But as you're describing, Captain, they may be working their way up the food chain here.
They are, and they've been getting a little bit of information from each one of these people. And as they get the information, they give it to them, and then they go on to, because putting together a case against a former CIA director, to say the least, is very, very difficult. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
And they are absolutely positively doing that. And every source that I've talked to that's versed on the matter has told me just that. Now, as far as it's not being out in the media and all that sort of stuff, it is out in the media. But again, the media is choosing not to report it, unless, of course, you go to a conservative source and then you'll hear it. Now, my sources, my intel sources, are impeccable, have been for years. And the other thing that we're hearing about with all of this is that Mr. Brennan had converted to Islam after he was in the Middle East, station chief there with the CIA, and he did it at a time when they were in Saudi Arabia, and I believe Iran was flaring up at that time.
Well, right. That's what we hear, and there's a lot out there to try to digest about it. But certainly, if that were the case, it would be a very, very alarming thing.
Well, he's called a closet Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, also, he evidently, from my studies here, Captain, it looks like he did, in fact, vote, or this the way the story goes, that he evidently voted for a Communist Party presidential
That's
candidate,
correct.
Gus Hall, back in 1976. According to The Hill, Brennan tells it, he was in college at the time, and the vote was his way of, quote, signaling my unhappiness with the system. And so this sort of attitude goes back quite a long ways, and this guy was the CIA director, and he had to go through a polygraph test. There's another story about how he had to go through the polygraph test, and they ask, are you a communist? my goodness gracious me, someone at the top job of the CIA having that kind of history might be a, I don't know, with no pun intended, a red flag.
Yeah, gotcha. Now, Joe Biden has had a few rough weeks here. He's lost three consecutive Democratic primary elections, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and it looks like as if he might wind up winning South Carolina. He's currently leading in South Carolina by roughly 4 or 5 points. But we found out yesterday an Arkansas judge has now ordered his son, Hunter Biden, to testify in person over this, what is it? It's a custody or battle or something like that about money that he apparently owes the woman who he got pregnant, something like that.
Yeah, the domestic issue. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's not a winning presentation at all for either Hunter or his dad, because now that's going to surface in the news again.
Well, it certainly will, and it will. It could be very harmful to his campaign, but also, we understand that Ukraine investigators are now launching a probe into whether or not then Vice President Joe Biden pressured Ukrainian officials to fire the prosecutor, Viktor
right.
Shokin. And so they're actually bringing all that back up again, Captain. And I guess maybe does it make us a whistleblower if we remind everybody about how Biden bragged about getting the prosecutor fired on tape? My goodness.
No, not when he did it himself and we had the audio.
That's right. So there you have it. So of course, that couldn't come at a worse time for Joe Biden. It's right ahead of the South Carolina primary, and that will be in the news as well. So it's a very bad all around, it seems, for the Bidens at this point.
Yeah, and meanwhile, folks, we're going to give you a little heads up before Kyle has to say goodnight for the night. The Africa Sahel region, Al-Qaeda and ISIS have teamed up there for their survival, I suppose, in their efforts to once again rise from the ashes and push into new areas of Africa. They are definitely alive and well and moving.
Exactly. Well, this is a very, very difficult thing, and certainly if they threaten American interests or interests of our allies, then I think President Trump probably has similar orders all ready to go, in the sense of, okay, go get them again if we have to.
Called targets of opportunity.
Exactly right. And so, because, again, they're dealing with Donald Trump as president. They're not dealing with Barack Obama or potentially, I mean, I don't know what President Pete Buttigieg would do about ISIS, but I just think that they understand that Donald Trump is sort of a different animal than what they've been dealing with in before.
Well, he probably sing Kumbaya because, again, you know, the bad guys are doing what they can to get away with what they can get away with, and we can't let them do it.
Well, exactly right. And unfortunately, a lot of times it will be a chronic issue, perhaps for years to come, perhaps generations to come. But you can't give up the fight. You can't fall back and believe that somehow everything is going to get better. You have to take the fight to the enemy, and that's unfortunately a reality of life that we have.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on the weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we're coming right back with our highway and byway report. Now, it's pretty much the weather in the Northeast tonight. Snow, blizzard warning up there off Lake Erie and off Lake Ontario. So we'll get into that because that's directly affecting anybody that's going east-west into Boston or central New York or Ohio from the New England area.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh,
from 42 years ago. That was Aerosmith live at the Texas Jam in 1978, 42 years ago. And Steven Tyler looked like the young Steven Tyler back then. He's aged fairly well, I guess, with all the drugs and everything else he's been doing. But, wow, you talk about flashbacks. Holy smokes. Now, let's get into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got quite a bit to talk about tonight, especially up in the Northeast. And always brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J truck stop nearest you. Always brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J. Stop by, say howdy, howdy, and tell them the captain sent you. Well, despite the latest winter storm winding down and going up into Canadian Maritimes, heavy lake effect snow continues downwind in the Great Lakes. Now, this is expected for the areas south and east of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, where blizzard warnings from snow, winds, and very cold temperatures persist in upstate New York. There is a clipper system that's delivering light snow accumulations across the Ohio and Tennessee valleys into the Appalachians, which means the higher elevations down in southern Ohio and Kentucky and West Virginia and the northeastern mountains of North Carolina, or I'm sorry, Tennessee, and then the mountains of North Carolina are getting a dusting of snow tonight. So if you're going up and down the West Virginia Turnpike tonight, you might be getting a little bit of white stuff as you go up and over the peaks headed towards Charleston, West Virginia, and beyond. But in the meantime, I'll tell you what, from Ripley, New York, east, straight east, over into the Indian Reservation that's right there, probably about 50 miles inland from New York State, the New York State line, and up towards Fredonia and Dunkirk, New York. You've got a blizzard warning there tonight with very heavy snow, whiteout conditions in some areas. Be careful. Now, we've got a general pattern of lake effect snow for anywhere from 4 to 6 inches from the west of western New York over to Erie, Pennsylvania, over towards Cleveland, Ohio. And that'll just vary on how long the winds blow from a certain direction. But in the blizzard areas, we're talking about another foot or two or three on top of what you've already got, especially in the Tug Hill Plateau of upstate New York, which is around Altmar Parish, Williamstown, Oswego County, Pulaski, New York, the southern edge of Jefferson County. And that area through there is going to get whatever they've got so far. They can get another 1, 2, or 3 feet of snow on top of what they got, which is not uncommon. This is a big-time lake effect snowmaker for them up there. And it's going to continue for the next day and a half or so until the winds either die down or change directions. We've also got snow in the Lake George area of New York, just a general pattern of snow that's going to be measured in inches, 3 to 5 inches on top of what you've already got there. And way, way, way up in northern Maine, you have a blizzard warning up there. If you're going up to Presque Isle today or Caribou, it should be gone by this afternoon, but this morning you might have a problem trying to get up there way up north because it's coming down pretty hard up there. elsewhere, in the Mississippi River Basin from the southern part of Illinois to the southeastern corner of Missouri through the western part of Kentucky, western part of Tennessee, northeastern quadrant of Arkansas, the northern part of Mississippi. You've got some showers all through that area, and of course that's contributing to some of the problems they've already had down there. It's gotten warm in the west coast right now, so things are looking better there. Got some winds in Nevada tonight, south of Reno, down towards the California line. And in the south tonight, we're having one of those cold nights here in Florida, and there is a freeze warning and a frost warning up for many parts of northern Florida, I-75 in particular. You can take a ruler and draw it straight south down to about, down just about all the way to Gainesville and a little bit south of that towards Ocala. And temperatures tonight are going to be quite cool. I'm sure a lot of people got their heat on again. I turned mine on yesterday when I knew what was going to happen was going to happen, so it'll be nice and toasty when I go home, and it'll be that way probably through Saturday or Sunday, as the temperatures are going to be struggling to try to get above 65 towards 70, but at night we're going to have temperatures in the 40s in my area, which means the 30s north of me, so there you go. Now, we've got frost warnings up, too, in other parts of Florida and parts of Georgia, parts of Alabama, and parts of southern Mississippi and Louisiana, as that cold front is just kind of sitting down here and will be here over the southeast for the next 2 to 3 days before things warm up again. Also, one last little thing. Don't forget, if you're going out west, make sure it's still that time of the year when you have to carry chains. You guys that go out there, they go, oh, well, there's no storm this time. Yep, don't do that to yourself. You still have to carry chains with the big semis out there until the chain law goes off, and you got about another month of that, so remember that. Okay, now, the pilot in Flying J, definitely not your daddy's truck stop anymore. I had a report from one of our friends that stopped by the pilot over there on I-4 east of Lakeland, headed towards U.S. 27, I guess it was, over in there. And they've got a nice pilot travel center over in that area. And it has an Arby's in it. And they were surprised that they went in there. First of all, they had the facilities it did, number one. And number two, it was clean, it was nice. The food was good, you know, being in Arby's, it would be. And they were treated very nicely. And they said, boy, we were just on vacation with our camper. Went in there because we knew we'd have a place to park, but everything was really good. So there you go. Another report from our friends, if you will, that have been going to the Pilots and Flying J's. And again, keep in mind that not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. So go and check it out. And a special welcome, a special shout-out this morning to our buddy Winnie down there in Bradenton. And Winnie, I sent you that message. I'll see you at Mixon's. You want to show up over there? I'll be happy to take care of you. All righty. Coming back with more after the top of the hour news. Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, right around the corner. Kathy, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.